Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We signed two offensive linemen, Satawa Lamea from Utah and then William Sherman. So those are two offensive linemen we were able to sign on the practice squad there. And other than that, medically, Tolly was a DMP with the back. Dylan was a DMP with the toe. Chase was a DMP with the calf. Trevor's limited with the toe. And then Trey Palmer was limited with the hamstring. So that's our injury report. And any questions?
The back is obviously a new ailment for Tolly. Is that something you guys, he had been dealing with prior to the game, during the game?
After? Yeah, it's just something that came up. Yeah, it's just something to try and get ahead of. And so there's just some maintenance stuff for Tolly as we go through this process. And so, you know, he's doing everything he can, and just like last week.
Well, Squad is still dealing with the knee as well. Is that something he's going to have to
Yeah, he's got a little combination. Yeah, so, you know, he's just got some maintenance stuff. He's just got some maintenance stuff. But, you know, the back's really the thing that we were focused on today. So.
With Kroger interception, he's cut off to start, like, strong starts of the season before. Obviously, that's 3.5 now. But what's kind of the key for him to maintain this level of production? And you know it's going to be different for him.
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, only my exposure so far this year, and obviously I can't say enough good things about what Grando's been doing for us. His play style is everything you want to preach to a team. His example shows up week in and week out, every practice, every game, and it shows up with the production. You know, his ability to have impact plays in the run game, and then also in the pass game. Obviously, he's been able to generate some sacks, and so you know, he's doing a lot of good things, and he's taking advantage of the opportunities presented.
What does he do well as a pass rusher?
I think just relentless effort. Obviously, he's got really good burst. You know, but I think his effort and finish is really special.
We just look back at the first two games. I think I asked this Sunday, but it's right after the game. Do you find positives in how close you've been, or does that wind up making it more frustrating for you? Like, well, when you look at what you've done in the first two games, so how do you grade the fact that you were right there twice?
Yeah, I think just big picture wise. You know, the way our guys battle and compete and play each and every down, we have a lot to get better at. We got a lot to close the margins to give ourselves the opportunities to win these games. We're right there. We just aren't doing enough what winning teams are doing, but can never take for granted the way our guys are competing and playing to go, you know, fall into a 2-score deficit late in the game and to rally back and still have opportunities really both games. And so our guys are doing the right things. We just got to clean up the, you know, the execution, the operation. You know, for myself, I'm always trying to find ways, how can I improve this, you know, how we call the game, and so we'll just keep getting better.
Do you guys create in the space you want, like inside zone runs, like the point, you know, from guard to guard, like do you get the space you want on those runs?
We're always emphasizing the double teams and the opportunities to get to the second level, and so, you know, I think it's certainly a work in progress. You know, we're close. We haven't hit the explosives yet, you know, from an inside zone perspective. We're able to get to the second level and then get to the safeties, but, you know, there's progress being made there, and we just got to get better.
What are your thoughts? Sam Darnold was one of the great stories last year. Just maybe throughout his career, I know maybe you scouted him coming out, just kind of what happened in New York and then where he is now.
Yeah, I think Sam's just a great example of the development of quarterbacks in our league. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time and being in the right situation and right environment. You know, I thought what he did last year in Minnesota was really special. He carried a team and put them in an awesome position to make a playoff run and have tons of success up there. And so, you know, I feel like he's in a great situation. I thought he played some really good football last week against Pittsburgh. He's a really good quarterback in this league. He's earned it. And so it'll be a challenge for us.
What stress does that wide zone system put on a defense?
Yeah, it's just discipline. And, you know, you got to be assignment sound. And one guy in the wrong gap creates an explosive, big-time, game-changing run. And so, and then all the movement that comes off it, all the play-action stuff. And so he does a really good – Clint always has done a really good job of just tying everything together and really stressing it every single down.
The focus around that about trying to beat them to the point of attack, or is it more about forcing them to do something that they're uncomfortable with? Like, how do you go about approaching it?
Yeah, there's obviously a multitude of things that they can do, and I think what's really good about their system is they kind of have the counter moves built into it. I think, you know, obviously the run game is a huge part of this thing, no question about it. You got to do a really good job and play really well on first and second down to earn the right to play those third downs, and then we got to finish in those third down situations, and so that'll be the formula for this one.
What stands out about Seahawks defense, just where they present the problems?
Yeah, I have a ton of respect for Mike, you know, going all the way back to Baltimore. We played him a couple times when he was there. And so, you know, they're really, really sound. They're really sound. They're all tied together. They don't give you – you don't see a bunch of freebies in games. You don't see blown coverages, miss run fits, and turn into explosives. You're going to earn everything. And he has a really good ability and balance of playing the patience game and then finding those really opportune times to pressure you. And so – you know, it's a really talented group. You know, when you look at really this whole entire group is the same as what they had last year, and then they added some really good pieces like a DeMarcus Lawrence and some of those guys. And so, you know, it's a really talented group.
In terms of their pass defense, why would you say they are second in the league in interceptions right now at four?
They're playing really good. They're creating pass, you know, pass-first opportunities. They're creating situations where they're in pass rush mode, play with vision on the ball, and really pounce on opportunities in that situation. So, you know, when you look at last game, they had a really big time one in the red zone, a tip interception. That was a critical play in that game. And so, you know, they've had really opportune turnover opportunities, and they've taken advantage of them.
It looks like they get like a lot of pressure without actually like blitzing a lot. Do they muddy up that picture in the front? Like, as well as anybody?
They do a really good job. I think, you know, maybe a little bit of San Francisco in the sense of, you know, they create just one-on-one opportunities and they create edges. I think they rush really well together. This is arguably one of the best teams as far as a rush group, as far as working together. You can tell, you know, there's a lot of times where someone's really giving a big-time assist. He's doing something to create a one-on-one opportunity or create a path for someone else to get the sack. And that's the thing that jumps out. They're really well coached with Mike. AD, the defense coordinator, was in Dallas with me. They're really well coached, and so they do a really good job in those situations.
Do they use Joanne Love like kind of like a – is it kind of like Kyle Hamilton-ish? Like, is that chess piece?
Yeah. They certainly have some chess pieces on the back end. I think their back end – obviously, there's some investment there, but there's just really talented players who have some ability to play, you know, safety to nickel, you know, nickel to outside corner in a few situations, and so they can move these pieces around a little bit.
Do you remember your thoughts on Smith and Jigba coming out? You guys took a receiver one pick later after it.
Yeah, he's really good. He's a really good player. Yeah, I think the world of him. You know, he played a ton of slot at Ohio State, but I think what's really proven is all those guys who maybe played one position at Ohio State, they've become really premier players in this league. You know, Chris is another good example for us, and so, you know, he's just done a really good job. And then you add Cooper Kupp in there, and now that receiver room just has some really high football IQ, and they can do a number of things. They can put them in a lot of different positions.
What are the benefits of being in shotgun so much, and why do you like that formation?
Yeah, there's just, you know, quarterback-wise, you can play in the shotgun. You know, obviously from a pass game perspective, you can see it a little bit cleaner. You know, we have the run game tied together with it. I think, you know, one thing that we've hopefully, I think the last couple stops I've been, try to be more conscious of having the ability to run the football in the gun and not be so, you know, one-dimensional in that situation. But I thought our guys have done a good job, and, you know, we can still get in the pistol. We can still get under center in situations, and, you know, we'll see how it all goes.
What do you like about Juwan being able to not just take snaps in line, but also even has worked out the backfield a little bit? Stood up to you about
yeah, he's got position flex, and you know, we like the opportunity when we have to move these guys around a little bit. And so Juwan's done some good pieces. He lined up in the backfield a couple times last week. We'll see how this game plan progresses. And so yeah.
Do you know Mike? You mentioned him, like respect for him. I guess parallels, like he came in as the youngest coach in the NFL, replacing kind of after Russ and after Pete, kind of a long run there. Yours is kind of similar coming in here to a new. Do you know him at all? and talk to him about that, maybe at the owners' meetings or anything?
Yeah, certainly we've crossed paths really in competitive situations for the most part, competing against him, whether he was at Baltimore or now in Seattle. And so, obviously we've crossed paths at owners' meetings and whatnot. A ton of respect for him. I thought, what he's done and building that program, you can see how they've progressed last year and certainly going into this year. And so he's just doing an awesome job. He's building a really special program up there. They're doing really, really good things.
Brought in with Julian Blackman, one of the first things you said was how well his ability to play deep complemented, Justin being able to bring him closer to the line of scrimmage. Do you feel like Jonas's skill set right now is able to complement Justin in a similar way?
Yeah, I think both those guys can really play in both areas of the field. I thought, looking back at the film again, Jonas, I thought just did a really good job. He did a really good job. He had some impact plays for as far as making some tackles. He put himself in some good position in the pass game. There's things that he's going to get to clean up as this goes. That's what happens when it's the second game of your NFL career. And we feel like we got a great tandem back. Those guys are going to do awesome for a long time for us.
I know you played there, or coached there professionally, but you grew up like 3 hours away. Did you ever go to a game there as a fan, family, friends, anything like that?
Yeah, I've been there. I think 1 year we played a high school game there and been to a couple games over the years there. And so, it's a cool place. It's a great atmosphere. I think our guys are excited about the opportunity to have your first road game in one of the best atmospheres in the NFL. And so it'll be a fun challenge for us.
You mentioned before about how Seattle does a really good job of forcing turnovers. Spencer hasn't really had a fumble, is what it is, but is that a big improvement for him this year, of just avoiding turnovers in general? Is that kind of one of the bigger growth areas you've seen from him?
I think it's something that's shown through the whole offseason program. We kind of talked about it as we navigated this quarterback decision. I thought he was just really consistent through the whole offseason program. And so, there's going to come a time he's going to throw an interception. That's just what the numbers are in the NFL. Eventually it happens. But what he's done is he's just done a great job putting us in really good position to be successful. He's good making really good decisions. He's using his feet when he does have those opportune times. And so, there's a lot of positives there.
You mentioned during the quarterback competition that a big part of it would be about running the operation.
Yeah.
And so since he kind of won that job to now, just why has he been so good at doing that there?
Yeah, I think he's just he's been very consistent, and he's making a really good decision. I think he communicates really well. I think our guys have been on the same page. We had a little bit, first game tempo, playing a little bit overly fast, really, is what most of it was. Other than that, I think our guys have communicated at a really high level. They're on the same page. They understand the assignments, and Spencer leads the way with that.
Yeah, how different would you say your system is on either side of the football from week one to going here into week three? And how do you kind of manage the let's hold that back and wait? How do you kind of manage all that?
That's a good question. I think it's just volume management. I think you're always evolving each week, but there's only so much time in the week, and so you got to be conscious of that to allow these guys to play fast and confident and free. Each week's going to present different challenges. The first month of the season, everyone's got new. Everything's kind of new for the first. It always seems like the first 4 weeks. There's a lot of moving pieces, and then teams start settling in as the season goes on, and you start kind of. Guys have clear identities and approaches, and then you kind of start, playing the chess game a little bit from there. But there'll be plenty. Seattle's going to run a blitz, a new flavor. They're going to, Clint's going to dial up a couple play action shots, and he'll have some good flavors. And that's just what, September football is about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.